I probably like most of you, I'm sure all of you, listened to a sharing that was that came with the invitation. That I think it was named something like Gathering at the Sheeple. I listened to it, and this is really, really, really touched my heart. It was really good sharing. But for me, the Lord is always very specific about things. He grabs a hold of me, and he makes things very specific. And that said, what happens is he takes and he separates something out in. I'm sure that it happens to all of us that, there's a big long sharing, but it may just be one or two things that grab a hold of you. And oddly enough, the thing that stood out to me was there was a part where Randy, he kind of came down here and he was talking about, that there was this, in that picture, there was one thing off to one side and, the sheep over here off to the other side. And considering that, the first scripture that came to my mind was Deuteronomy 7:6. And it says, "For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth." And you kind of see that there, that there is this separating, this, you can say it separating, you can say being set apart. But the thing that really stands out to me is that in each of those cases, it says, unto the Lord. It says, unto himself. A people that have been designated for him. And along with the theme, sheep that are designated for him. And it's really not just a matter of being set apart. It's not just a matter of being chosen or really even separated as much as it is all of these sheep. And this, just hear this part, being gathered. Gathered. That has big arms, gathered. Gathered unto himself. And they were gathered, and I thought of it this way. Because this word can be thought of in different ways, but they were gathered all together unto him. They were gathered together, all unto him. And that all together, all together. Here we are, all together. But there is another usage of that word, and that means, or that is that, I'll just say it like this, altogether his. Gathered all together unto him as a matter of, belonging to him, being his and for his purpose. That's the mark of something that belongs to him, something that is altogether his. I'll just read this. It says, "Its purpose is no longer its own. Its purpose has become that which he has prepared and designated it for. And that is what separates it from everything else." And we're no longer our own, not of our own desires, not of our own wants and needs, not of our own thoughts, our own way, not even our own life. And I thought, if you looked over at the sheep at the pool and knowing their purpose, you could say, those sheep are being washed and checked for spots. Only those without spots, those without blemish, would continue on. And the way that I saw this is that they couldn't have marks on them. They couldn't have markings, you know, that they were to be clean, but that they couldn't have marks. You know, he is the gatherer, and he gathers them all together unto himself and for his purpose, and he is the owner of the sheep. And it's common. It's common for owners to mark that which is theirs, to mark their animals. You know, some punch ears, some, you know, brand. But each owner has their own particular way of marking what is theirs. And that, in fact, is what separates it from everything else. It's a particular mark or marks that tells everyone who they belong to. And again, if you looked over at the sheep at the pool, knowing their purpose, you could say, those sheep are set for sacrifice. Those sheep are set for sacrifice. Again, it's common that owners mark their animals, and, you know, his sheep, this owner's sheep, you know, they're just like any other, have to bear his mark. They're meant to bear his mark. We can't have another mark. We can't have another mark that says we belong to someone or something else. It can't be our own mark, you know, the mark that we would like to make for ourselves. If we belong to him, we will bear his mark. And it is a mark that he, as the owner, will see, you know, hit by his hand. This mark is made. It's not our mark, but it's his. And anywhere we go, anyone can see those sheep. They belong to the Lord. For he has, by his love, gathered us to himself. By his love. Not by some, you know, I think this is what we should do, but by his love. I mean, we are gathered here by his love, here today. And I thought, maybe we could just hear these scriptures. Actually, they've already been said, but I'm going to say them again. And just bow our hearts and just hear the Lord's heart. Hear him in these scriptures. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. My sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love to one another. And greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. One last time, those sheep found to be free of other markings, all washed and designated for sacrifice. We're gathered together. This is what the Lord put on my heart, to receive their owner's mark. They were gathered together to receive the mark of the Lord, the mark that separates them from all others, the mark that signifies that they are all together his, that mark being the mark of the altar. And the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 6:17, he said this very thing. He said, I bear in my body, the marks of the Lord Jesus. And in another place in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, he says, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. And you know, those words, they did not come from, you know, a high and lofty place, but that place of being together with him. That place of being together with him in his heart and saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All that said, the thing that, this will just be where I end here. There was a thought that came to me, and, you know, I say it came to me because I don't mean to say that it would be for anybody else, but it was the thought that came to me. It really isn't, are you calling yourself his, but are his marks on you? It's not really that I just say that I'm his. You know, I was watching the play there, and the Hillside Sheep, they're very about saying that they're his. But there's something definitely going on different over there. But not just to say that I'm his and to enjoy, you know, and be embellished in that thought, but are his marks upon me? Amen.